be honest with you guys, I was not expecting to be on a podcast this week. Normally, I do push out a podcast on a Sunday. That never happened. I did the keynote exec show on Saturday, but Sunday, I just could not make the podcast. And one of those reasons being is that I've just been down with the flu the whole week. It's that time of the year again. It's like I was thinking to myself, there's an entire week every year that I actually do take out time for myself. And that's not a good thing. And that's the week that I actually get sick, that my body forces me to say, look, it's time to take a time out. It's time to rest. And that's exactly what I've been doing this week. So the question of why am I still on the podcast if I'm not fully recovered? Because I think one point is I just don't like to sit around the whole day. So even if I do something for like 1 or 2 hours and then I just rest, either take my medication, sleep, or watch a movie, whatever, then that's cool. But if I'm down the whole day, if I'm not like at the full extent of being sick, I can't even move, then this is just what I love to do. And on the second point is, so I've mentioned this before, there's one chart that I focus on a lot, and that is FeedSpot. So over the last few weeks, I've been ranking number one. And one of the reasons why is consistency, because versus all other podcasts within FeedSpot for the 25 top entrepreneur podcasts, I push out a podcast once a week, where the rest is like once a month, once every quarter. So when it comes to measuring the stats there and the metrics, I'm killing it. So I went on to FeedSpot this morning and I check, okay, the Keynote podcast has dropped to number two. And there's only one thing that's different to last week, and that's the consistency, because I was down with the flu. I never push out a podcast. So I said, okay, cool. Even if it's 10, 15 minutes, let me push out a podcast today, still share value with you guys, and hopefully get back to number one. So yeah, that I guess is the two reasons why I am on the podcast. But one thing that's crazy also, which is another real life example of what goes on in my day-to-day. So I've just gotten off the phone just before I could start recording with an associate from Deep Tech Entertainment, who is a direct partner of Posh Magosh Records. And I got off the phone with this guy, and it was such, like, I shouldn't get over emotional on a specific topic, especially when I'm not well, but there's just some things that you just can't help, especially when you're passionate about it. So at the moment, we are busy finalizing the Snoop Dogg feature project, and we had local talent to be on board with the track, which is a huge opportunity for local hip-hop artists slash vocalists. But the mentality just doesn't seem to change. And that's because people, even though they're talented, they think, okay, just because I'm talented, that means it's going to take me all to the top and it's going to get me a full-time career within the music business. I've mentioned this so many times, that talent is only 20% of it. If you're just going to focus on talent and you're going to have an ego behind your talent, then you're just going to remain hobby musicians for your whole entire life. So I'm on the phone with this guy, and he's like, the hip-hop artist that we had, he's not coming to the table. So I asked him, okay, yeah, well, what's up? Because it's like another week now that's going in. And he's like, okay, no, these guys are like, no, they're not getting paid. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is not how the music business work. If you are an independent artist, and this is a direct message to all the independent vocalists out there, if you are starting off with your career, if you're not financially sustaining yourself with your career, if you don't have a full-time gig with your career, if it's not what you're doing all the time and it's only, say, 20-30% of your life, you're only doing it on weekends because throughout the week you got a day job. When you get such opportunities to feature on a track with one of the greatest rappers slash hip-hop stars in the world, such as Snoop Dogg, those are things you don't turn down because you're not getting paid straight away. This is an opportunity for you to be on the track, and that's what vocalists actually leverage within this component of this platform that I've built, is that once that track is finished, even though you don't own any publishing or the final songwriting to the track, you don't own that to the track, doesn't mean you cannot leverage it. Because my argument on the phone with this guy is that you need to educate these artists that they can take the track. Of course, they don't have a copy of the track. That will be illegal for them to have, and it'll put us at quite high risk. But they can take the track. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. They can set up meetings with record label executives, whoever or it's people who actually host events, you know, to get performing gigs. They can leverage that to say, look, I've been on this track, features this artist, it features Rick Ross, it features Sean Kingston, it features Snoop Dogg. This is part of my portfolio. You have the right to leverage that to grow your independent artistic career. But if you're going to have that short-term thinking of, oh no, I need to get paid now, then that's when you get a hell no from me and we move on. We're not wasting time anymore. That's just how it is. So I got quite heated up because the mentality just needs to change. Just needs to change. I mean, with the record label alone, it was just investment for myself personally over the last 4 years. And it's only been recently that I've been getting that money back. Okay, that money's been coming back and flowing in so I can get the finances for the label stable again. But even though, yes, money has been coming back and I'm at a stable point, further investment needs to take place again because that's just how the industry works. You have to have long-term vision. You really have to have long-term vision to all independent artists out there. So if you get an opportunity knocking on your door to be featured on a track for myself, one of my team members, don't turn down this opportunity, because if you do, that's it. You're not going to get another opportunity with me. You're not going to get another opportunity with my guys, and you're going to lose out. So you don't see the value in being in one of these feature projects that we're implementing in the independent space, then there's nothing more I can do for you. The honest truth is, there's the door. We move on, we find someone else. And one of the things I have made clear to the guys today is that the local independent artists, which there's a lot of them out there who want opportunities, who want to be in the industry, if they are not willing to come to the table, we can't wait any longer as a brand, as a label, and in building this platform, and we're just going to source the gigs overseas. And it's not something I want to do, but what other choice do we have? So independent artists, come to the table. Stop worrying about short-term payments, because then you're not driven by passion. You are not driven by passion, and I can probably say that directly to you, to your face. If you listen to this, let it sink in. The truth does hurt. So get rid of that mentality is what I can say, you know, first up on the podcast today. So I guess mentioning that phone call to you guys was something I was supposed to say after. just touching on Music Business Worldwide with you guys, because I never managed to do that for the top five trends from last week. But of course, a lot has been happening this week when I go on to Music Business Worldwide. But we'll discuss more of this on Sunday. Also this weekend, I did post on the Posh Magosh Records Facebook page yesterday, another huge announcement coming up for us over this weekend. Could be tomorrow night, could be Saturday, but it's huge. It's huge once again. I have decided to work on a hip-hop EP with the local guys at Deep Tech Entertainment, and it's going to feature some heavyweight OGs, like heavyweight OGs. So we have a few independent projects that's happening at the moment, and then mainstream we have the Snoop Dogg feature project that's in progress, and then after that we're just going to focus on the EP, which will have five tracks featuring OG heavyweights on this track, but no names just yet. Few things I need to finalize before I actually make such an announcement, so yeah, look out for that. So top five trends from last week, Kiss. Now, this is a rock group I haven't heard of in a while. They have sold their catalog, name, and IP to pop house company band ABBA Voyage in $3 million deal. Honestly, for groups such as Kiss to get such an opportunity this part of their lives, it's a good move. And for $300 million, I mean, it's a good move. It's a really, really good move. So while the company did not disclose the size of its investment in Kiss, the news outlet is reported to be worth more than $300 million USD. Number two, Vivendi to sell tickets and festival business to live music giant CTS. Not really getting into that. Number three, Peter Van Rijen, named CEO of Downtown Music Holdings, Global Services Unit Downtown Music, as the vision completes integration strategy with merger of CD Baby operations. More executive news. Spotify. Okay, this is number four. Spotify to hike prices again. Introduce new subscription tier. I've been a paid subscriber of Spotify for for a good couple of years. And recently, I'm talking about like this month in April, I decided to go back to a free account. Now, missing what for you guys? I'm in the music business. Why would I be on a free account on Spotify? Which makes sense. But I just feel like as I become more financially educated, I'm allocating funds where I feel it as more needed. And right now, okay, so it's about 60, 70 rand a month for Spotify Premium in South Africa. I'm not saying I won't go back, but I just needed to allocate funds to where it's more needed first. Because it's one thing I evaluated also, and the more you actually do spend time on a platform, is yes, I do listen to music on the platform. And of course, in between tracks, you're going to get advertisements and so on. Rarely do I listen to a playlist like track after track. So if I had to do that, of course, I'm going to have a lot of ads in the way. But when I listen to a specific track or specific artist that I just go to that, and then really I'm not going to get ads. But one thing I love the most with the free account is that you don't get ads with podcasts. And I thought you did. So, of course, I love to listen to podcasts. Got my favorite podcast that I love to listen to on a weekly basis, even daily basis, when I don't have the flu. And you don't come across ads. So, like, there's no ads. And I guess it's because with a podcast, it's not monetized, versus a track, because past 30 seconds, Spotify is obligated to pay out the artists. So, I guess with a podcast, it's considered like no noise sounds. And that works for me. So I can make the sacrifice for not to not have a Spotify Premium account and still enjoy what I love most within the platform. So I think the lesson here is if you really feel that you don't need something, even though you're in the music industry, you make that decision for yourself. Everyone is different, but I'm not just going to have it because I'm in the music business and, it's one of the platforms I focus on a lot. But with the free account, I still get what I'm looking for. Being an artist and being a label, I still have Spotify for Artists, which gives me all the stats that I need. And it's cool. And even if you go into my artist account, it's not an account that, yes, I want it up to date. I want it looking good. I want my features, my artist or track feature updated on a regular basis. But it's more for, as in vocalist artists. For me, it's okay. The tracks I've been involved in. It's there, it's cool. I mean, there's tracks on Spotify that I have been involved in that's not under my artist profile, but I don't really focus on those vanity metrics. That's the point I'm trying to make. I've got a bigger mandate, something that's bigger than me, bigger than the platforms. But for a vocalist artist, that would mean a lot. But when it comes to a vocalist artist, and we focus on working with a vocalist artist at the Keynoise because of the agency, then of course, there's methods we have for the artist to actually utilize in their own personal capacity or paying us to actually do it to grow their Spotify or Apple. Whatever it may be. So, number five, three reasons why Warner Music Group might be tempted to bid 1.8 billion for Believe. So, a recent article that I saw was released this week was there isn't going to be a bid anymore for Warner Music Group. So, I'm not really going to get into that. What's totally dope, which was posted on the Posh McGosh group page and, of course, my personal Instagram, is so crazy, and I'm so blessed, and I've got so much thanks to God. I've got so much thanks to my righteous ancestors, my families, just my angels, my guardians. To just say what a wow it is, because we on within the S&P 500, which is the Nasdaq in the States, the New York Stock Exchange. We now own shares in Warner Music Group. And I posted about this and I said, I love to start small. I'm going to sum up this to you guys. I love to start small. And doesn't matter what the first investment is, the moment you actually initiate it and you have some sort of ownership in a company that's listed in S&P 500, especially being Warner Music Group, which is one of the top five record labels in the world, it's like, yo. That just happened because I'm just, our portfolio is growing more and more from backing up royalties at Posh McGosh Records to now owning shares in Warner Music Group via the Nasdaq is something, I mean, anything I'm doing right now, I could have never imagined for my life, but didn't stop me from dreaming big and just putting in the work and still putting in the work. So yeah, it's quite dope. So wasn't something I was supposed to mention on the podcast, but since Fauna Music Group was in the top five trends for last week, thought, yeah, let me mention that to you. So there's other companies also involved in the entertainment scene that we've invested in, you know, with minimum quantities, and we will grow up for you as we move along. And it's all linked to entertainment. I guess for me, like when it came, what I started off first, you know, because I was still getting used to the S&P 500, is like you see Apple, you see Amazon, and you see all these big companies, and you're like, okay, you know, I want a piece of that, I want a piece of that, and it's exactly what I did, you know. But then I started realizing to myself that it doesn't complement what I do, and I've spoken about this before. So if I own shares in Amazon, does it really complement what Keen Wysik and Posh Mangosh Group is about? Not really. Is our music on Amazon Music? Yes. True, but doesn't like fully complement what we do. But if I own shares in, say, Fauna Music Group or, say, Cyrus, their parent group, Live Nation, that really complements what we do. So there's a lot of people who just want to get rich out there with their portfolio, which is cool, no problem. But for me, I just love to compliment what I do. It needs to make sense. Like when people define Keen Wysik or define Posh Mangosh Group, it needs to make sense. And that's the sort of investments and what we do. So during the course of my career, over the last 4 years, I've made that mistake more than once of not complimenting, but I've rectified it along the way because we live and we learn. Same with the podcast. When the podcast first started, I touched on many topics that wasn't related to the entertainment or the music business. And then I decided not, let me keep it to a certain niche. And it works for me. It works for me. So it doesn't mean I'm not concerned or I'm not curious about other aspects of the world. I am. But when it comes to me, my brand, my business, everything just needs to complement. So that's it for the podcast today. You know, from 10, 15 minutes, be 17 minutes in. But yeah, do enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll catch you soon. Peace out.